As the silent seconds dance in their eternity about me and set aflame again the fire to inspire my nimble fingers to procure the pen and awaken it in a resurrection, transforming the ink to the blood of the writer. As once again he bleeds his acquired wisdom like a light into the world.
Good morning, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. This is John Paul McClellan, your co-host for Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else. Here to introduce you to your host, Claudio. And now, bringing back the art of the spoken word through narratives and poetry, the Richard Burton of the Triangle, the Richard Harris of Carrboro, our own Renaissance man, storyteller, narrator, author, classical poet, actor, adventurer, photographer, visual artist, European gourmet chef, yum, 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 and entertainer, the bard of WCOM, host of Claudio's Speakeasy, the Literary and All Else, here's Claudio.
And there's obviously the man who has not had his Cheerios this morning, Richard Helms. Who the heck?
that was a slight slip into the political realm.
Don't you take me in Jesse Helms directions here.
Do you remember who Richard Helms is?
Actually, no, I don't.
He was one of the notorious guys in the Nixon regime.
Yeah,
a horrible individual.
Well, good morning, everybody out there. This is Claudio of Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, taking the show in a very interesting direction today with a lovely lady we have here from Charlotte, Jocelyn Ellis, who's actually a native to Durham. Say hello, Jocelyn.
Good morning, good morning.
No, you were supposed to say hello, Jocelyn.
Oh, hello.
We almost got you there. We're going to talk about her new album, which is entitled The Alpha Theory. In just a moment, I want to go through thanking our sponsors and do a little opening monologue before all that happens. So we're going to get back to you in just a few, honey.
Sounds good.
Glad to have you here.
Yes, indeed.
No, Anjani and some of the other folks are listening.
And by the way, where is here?
Where is here?
Oh, you mean WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro?
Uh-huh. Very nice little segue there, mister. Getting on your toes. I like that. I want to convey a little stimulus story that a friend of mine sent to me, my former backup musician in the Virgin Islands, Gary Jensen. So, Gary, here goes. This is entitled A Stimulus Story, and it does well to explain what's happening with our economy and our inept government at the present time. It is the month of August. A resort town sits next to the shores of a lake. It is raining, and the little town looks totally deserted. It's tough times. Everybody's in debt, and everybody lives on credit. Suddenly a rich tourist comes to town. He enters the only hotel, lays a $100 bill on the reception counter, and goes to inspect the rooms upstairs in order to pick one. The hotel proprietor takes the $100 bill and runs to pay his debt to the butcher. The butcher takes the $100 bill and runs to pay his debt to the pig raiser. The pig raiser takes the $100 bill and runs to pay his debt to the supplier of his feed and fuel. The supplier of feed and fuel takes the $100 bill and runs to pay his debt to the town's prostitute. That in these hard times gave her services on credit. Dummy. The hooker runs to the hotel and pays off her debt with a $100 bill to the hotel proprietor to pay for the rooms that she has rented when she brought her clients there. The hotel proprietor then lays the $100 bill back on the counter so that the rich tourist will not suspect anything. At that moment... here we go. At that moment, the rich tourist comes down after inspecting the rooms and takes his $100 bill after saying that he did not like any of the rooms and leaves town. No one earned anything. However, the whole town is now without debt and looks to the future with a lot of optimism. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how the United States government is doing business today.
An interesting analogy, yes.
Kind of hits the mark, though, doesn't it?
It does really give you an insight into what's really going on.
And with a little skit that I thought you'd rather enjoy, John Paul.
Oh.
This is something, again, sent by my friend Gary. He's providing me with my opening monologue.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes, one of these days I'll write them myself, but with all this good material, I think I'm just going to do the material. There we go. I had to turn something up. Here we go. This is something to do with the airlines. I'm going to read the script. After every flight, UPS pilots fill out a form called a gripe sheet, which tells mechanics about problems with the aircraft. The mechanics correct the problems, document their repairs on the form, and then pilots review the gripe sheets before the next flight. Never let it be said that the ground crews lack a sense of humor. Here are some of the actual maintenance complaints submitted by UPS. Now, this is actual real stuff here, folks.
This is good. This is good.
Submitted by the UPS pilots, marked with a P, and the solutions recorded marked with an S by maintenance engineers. And by the way, just a footnote, UPS is, in fact, the only major airline that has never, ever had an accident. So there might be something to be said for this.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. The pilot, and then, of course, the service engineer. Pilot leaves message for the service engineer, which is, left inside main tire almost needs replacement. Service engineer later responds, almost replaced left inside main tire. And here goes another one. So if you're hobbling along, you know why. Test flight okay, except auto land very rough. This is from the pilot. From the engineer. Auto land not installed on this aircraft. Wonder where that pilot was the night before.
Yeah, really. Hello.
And once again, the pilot. Something loose in cockpit. And response from the service engineer. Something tightened in cockpit.
Very nice.
Once again from the pilot. Dead bugs on windshield. Service engineer. Live bugs on back order.
good one.
And again the pilot. Autopilot in altitude hold mode produces a 200 feet per minute descent.
I love this one.
And the engineer. Cannot reproduce problem on ground.
Of course you can, you idiot.
Wow.
And once again the pilot. Evidence of leak on right main landing gear. And the service engineer, evidence removed.
Here's another one. DME volume unbelievably loud.
Are you talking to me?
Mechanic. DME volume set to more believable level.
I thought he was giving me a hint about me having juiced up my headset too much. Okay, evidence removed is where we were. Pilot once again. Oh, that's what you just read. Never mind, I should be paying attention. Okay. Once again to the pilot. Friction locks cause throttle levers to stick. And service engineer responds.
That's what friction locks are for.
Aha. We have a duet going now.
Yeah.
There you have it.
We got a response.
Right. And here we go again to the pilot. IFF inoperative in off mode.
IFF is always inoperative in off mode.
Fancy that. Suspected crack in windshield.
Suspect you're right.
My goodness. Just don't turn those wipers on. Number 3 engine missing.
Engine found on right wing after brief search.
Yes. Aircraft handles funny.
Aircraft warned to straighten up, fly right, and be serious.
Thank you so much. Target radar hums.
Reprogram target radar with lyrics.
And let's see. Mouse in cockpit.
Cat installed.
And the best one for last. Noise coming from under the instrument panel sounds like a midget pounding on something with a hammer.
Took hammer away from midget.
There we have it. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Very nice.
So I want to give out a shout-out to our underwriters, whom I need to get in for a... We need some more money from you folks, so underwriters, that being John Demers of Studio in the Woods, Inc.
Whom I saw yesterday.
Oh, you did see him.
He's doing very well. He's walking around the house.
Oh, you saw him at home?
We took a walk around his house.
Good.
And we went and said hi to the Wolfies.
Oh, wonderful.
And, you know, he gave me
a
little tour.
I still want a cub.
So he's doing quite well.
Fantastic. He warned me on email, I think I forwarded you a copy, not to send him humorous stuff because it hurts to laugh.
It hurts to laugh, yes.
He just had an intestinal operation. Poof, and I've been sending him this off-the-wall humor that we just went through, and he says, please, no more.
No more, please.
It hurts.
I said, dummy, in future, just don't open it. It's an attachment. But I do want to give a shout out to him, as well as the Carolina Theater, the historic Carolina Theater of Durham, who have the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival coming up, and lots of other things going on there. So just look them up on their website. Easy to find, Carolina Theater. And beyond that, we also want to find some additional underwriters. I'm going to get a little more ambitious about that this year. I do want to also mention for Apex. They are going to be having the Peak City Film Festival, which is set for Apex, major film competition to be held in November. And the whole idea about this is the Peak City Film Festival is an international new media production competition specifically for producers of family-friendly productions. Based in historic downtown Apex, North Carolina, the event attracts entries from all over the world to be judged on their entertainment value, artistic merit, and excellence of technique. For further information, please contact Bob Crowley at Convey Inc. at rcrowley@conveyinc.com. That's rcrowley at conveyinc.com. Just wanted to give a shout out about that. And I know John Demers is involved with that. His statement is, "We decided on this unique approach to provide something we felt was missing from cinema," said John M. Demers, executive producer of the event. "We want to showcase those films providing entertainment ideas and information suitable for family audiences." I wanted to give that a shout out. I've told them I'm submitting a film for that, so yeah. Better get off my butt and make a film.
Oh, yeah. Better get busy.
So that's it.
It'd be nice if you had a camera.
I do have a camera.
Oh. It's just, you call that a camera?
It's in a dusty place. Watch it. So we are going to our guest who came all the way from Charlotte today. A brave bit of travel for an early morning show. And that is Jocelyn Ellis, who just recently performed with Anjane in Ballon Dance at the Carolina Theatre of Durham. She composed some of the music for it. Hello, Jocelyn.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. What would you like to enlighten us about as far as your new album goes? We might as well even start about the performance with Anjane.
Sure. Well, the performance with Anjane with Ballon Contemporary Dance Theater was amazing opportunity. I got to work with a lot of talented dancers, a lot of two talented musicians. That was just wonderful to be able to collaborate with them and collaborate with all the dancers and just create something that was wonderful and beautiful and magnificent. It was such a great opportunity, and Anjane is just brilliant.
Bragging about you.
So. I mean, well, she's great. She definitely recognizes things in people and brings the most out of people and knows how to bring a lot of individuals together, a lot of creators together to just make something wonderful and something that you can really feel that's very heartfelt. So it was a great opportunity.
I understand that you did you did some interpretive music for it as well. I think you described it well earlier. I'll let you put it in your words.
Well, we were doing sort of little segments in between each dance piece. So we would come in and we composed these pieces sort of based off what Anjane was trying to give a feel for the production. And so we composed a few pieces to go in between different dance segments. And so a little bit was, Spanish feel. Then, we had an acapella piece, a couple acapella pieces that I did. And then actually in the second part of the dance production, they actually did dance to a piece that's actually on the newest EP release that we had.
So I was actually going to suggest, why don't we give the folks a little bit of a treat to your music? That way they can identify with who they're hearing describe her life to them.
Sure.
And at some point, I may even want to talk you into doing a little acapella here in the studio. number shall we go to on your album?
Let's go to... Let's see...
What was the number that you did with Anjane? Is that the one you want to go to? Or?
Yeah, let's go to number 3, If Cupid Had a Girlfriend.
Aha. And this is from the album The Alpha Theory by Jocelyn Ellis. And The Alpha Theory.
Yes, the EP is called In Beginning, and it's Jocelyn Ellis and The Alpha Theory.
And Beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Okay. Yeah, because we're just starting out. This is just the beginning for us.
I got it. Okay.
And Jocelyn Ellis is here performing with the Alpha Theory. Let me get that straight.
Now, who produces this album? Are you signed with a company?
No, we're actually independent. So
okay. I like that.
So you have your own publishing company.
Yes. Well, we're doing our own publishing. We're doing all of that just because we'd rather stay independent and keep our creative control and be able to freely just move about and, you know, be organic in the market, because you have to be very susceptible to change and be able to be flexible and so, and just be able to have fun and be free with your creativity. So,
now, are you registered with BMI and ASCAP and CSEC?
ASCAP and BMI.
Okay, cool.
All this wisdom, and she's only 22, folks.
This is marvelous. Okay,
here we go.
Here we go.
Beautiful piece. What do you want to tell us about that?
Very nice.
Well, if Cupid had a girlfriend, that is one of the pieces that we actually, that Balan actually was able to dance to, and Anjanae choreographed for it, which is an amazing piece.
And you were performing it live on stage. A lot of times dancers will use pre-recorded music.
Well, this one was actually pre-recorded.
Oh, I see, okay.
But the other inserts were done live.
I see.
But this one was done pre-recorded. But this, you know, this song, I've had this song for probably since I was about 16 or so. It's a real... It's
sounds
just,
like it goes back a ways.
Yeah, it's one of those classics. It's a catchy title.
I like John Paul's observation
that the
keys, your touch on the keys, really sort of gave the feel of Elton John a little bit. Not that we're crediting anybody else for your music,
but
there was a little bit of that passion there.
My mom would love to hear that.
When you're playing accompaniment to your own vocals live, it gives it a character you really can't get any other way.
That's very true.
That's what I'm... And I really like the way that sounds.
I appreciate it, John Paul.
Yeah. So she danced to that. Did she dance to any other pieces? What was the actual... The show was just called Balan, right?
Well, Balan Contemporary Dance Theater. So she had two different, I guess, pieces, if you will, of it. There was a first set and a second set, and there was an intermission in between. So it was a variety of pieces. I think the first set, you could say, was more... African, more tribal based, a lot more percussion.
All right.
And then the second piece, sort of, there was some slower pieces. Like after this one, they danced to Moonlight Sonata.
Beautiful.
Yes, I love that piece.
I love that piece.
And then they finished with Hometown. So it was, I think Hometown was by Adele. So, I mean, it was a great compilation of music, and it just showed just the diversity and, you know, the versatility of all the dancers. So,
well, that passion was still in her when she sat in your seat here while I was interviewing her. So she was very proud of you. And I thought, why don't we have you do a little a cappella?
Sure.
Give our audiences out there the whole treat, and then we can talk. You can find out the rest about this person.
Yeah.
Listen to her talents first.
All right.
I don't know what you want to pick. Give us a little intro on that, and then maybe afterwards tell us a little bit about your band as well.
Sure. Oh, well, how about we do this? How about, Claudia, you give me a word?
Give you a word, all right? Putting me on
is
the spot.
Is this going to be improvisational?
We're going improv. That's very daring.
Lovely. Great, yeah.
All right. How about one that it's actually a collection of work that I'm doing that's going to be erotic romantic. Eromantique.
Eromantique.
Okay. Is that too international a word? Or shall I?
Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Eromantique.
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 Mantique?
Mantique.
M-A-N?
I-Q-U-E.
I-Q-U-E, okay.
Romantique, okay.
T-I-Q-U-E, romantique.
Romantique, the love is divine. It talks with my mind, it builds all the time. Romantique, it hurts in my soul. I cannot let go for all of these tries. Everyone tells me they hold me right, but in my eyes you see I'm surprised. It has me raptured, it has me insecure. Romantique, will you come to the door, just to leave one on the passes, you say. I am not here, I'm only today.
Romantique, beautiful.
Very, very nice.
That was off the cuff, folks. You heard an original on the speakeasy.
That was rap singing.
That was cool.
There you go.
Made me think a little bit of Dion, who comes in here. We have a friend and a rapper that comes by every so often, and every time we do anything together, we call it Salty Pepper.
Nice.
Yeah. We did some fun stuff.
Yeah, he's due again, and he knows
it. Yeah, I did the percussion behind him. It was a lot
of fun. Yeah. He was actually playing on the table, doing spontaneous sounds.
Well, I was doing it mostly with my mouth and slapping my chest.
Hey, he's good at running his mouth, and somebody else ought to slap his chest.
Yeah, somebody else will slap my head. I don't know.
So give us a little background on your band, the Alpha Theory.
The Alpha Theory. Alpha Theory, they're a great, great group of musicians. I first met the drummer at school. We had a class together, and we just built a relationship. We had done a gig together, and he said, hey, come out and check my band out. So I went and vibe with him. We just all hit it off. So we have a drummer, a bass guitarist, and a lead guitarist.
Give us the names.
Jeff Taylor is the lead guitarist. We have Nathan Willard, who is on bass, and then Jesse Siebold, who is on drums.
Very nice. Hello, everyone.
Yes. Hello. What's up, the Alpha Theory? So they're great. Like, just phenomenal musicians. We all vibe incredibly well.
That's the key. That's the key ingredient, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I mean, we just, you know, we have a good time too, and I think that's what counts. When we get into practice, we just love each other's company, and you know, we just, you know, we build, and you know, we share, and we actually compromise. You know, we actually have a song called Compromise. You know, which is, you know, but it's just about.
It's not always a flattering word, the compromise. But it can be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it can be painful sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, compromise sometimes isn't easy. But you know, you definitely, you build. And whenever you want something to work, you have to give and you have to take. And that's
well,
what compromise
if it's
is
a
about.
Compromise you want to engage in, that's a whole lot different than one right. that you're subjected to.
Exactly. So, but that's they're great. So, I'm the lead vocalist, and we're going for it. And they actually, we have 3 live instrumental tracks that they played on the EP. So,
all right.
Definitely just a Fantastic. You get a little sample of that and you know it's something crazy.
Were they
crazy.
With you on stage that night with Anjanae?
They were not. They
Aha,
were not.
Okay, so it was just you and your keyboard.
Just me, and there was actually a guitarist, Victor Murillo.
Okay, so mm-hmm. somebody that was Anjanae brought in. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. gotcha. Well, I thought at this point I wanted to treat Jocelyn to the piece that Anjanae and I are going to perform together, Mud in Your Eye. She's actually native to New Orleans, so this will give you a feel of where that needs to go. This is Mud in Your Eye.
As soon as the CD loads.
Yes, it must load.
Okay, here we go.
Mud in Your Eye. I've been keeping abreast of the storm's raging quest from a bar in the French Quarter of town. While the gales from the west were all doing their best to hail the apocalyptic Katrina aground. Now there's mud in the eye of the sailor tonight, where broken levees have leveled the shore. And with the warnings all out and the natives in flight, the Big Easy ain't easy no more. When the waters rose as high as an elephant's eye, and knives of wind ceased their cutting about, an eerie silence would sigh as the night gave a cry to the voodoo of time running out. All the souls in despair who felt abandoned by care, and whom misfortune did not allow to depart, questioned country and state in this quagmire of fate, and found it best a debatable heart. A generosity grew from much more than a few who accomplished what politicians could not. But before this was true, an unrest would ensue among the ravaged whom time had forgot. A dead body neglect from the governing sect is the talk of all our daily news. With rivers as streets and all disquieting feats, New Orleans is neck deep in her blues. It's a primitive take when your town is a lake, not to mention the neighboring states. There are strange things afloat in a hat and a coat, all abandoned to partisan traits. At Johnny White's on Bourbon Street, we drank warm beer and spooned canned meat, while Lake Pontchartrain cut a brand new loop and turned a cultural gumbo into toxic soup. It was helter-skelter in a stadium for shelter, where Americans were called refugees. They arrived in great number from a wind that drew thunder, and took comfort where there was no aim to please. With a sailboat for a penthouse that drowned out the church mouse, the hurricane blew in some very sad ends. We paid for our choices with ever-weakening voices, resting far too easy on political trends. A government of the rich is a cancerous itch, and reminder that we have all sinned. Like Bob Dylan would say with his nomadic sway, the answer is blowing in the wind. A president touting religion as a special interest stool pigeon may be facing a rising of tides. Ceasing arrogance not, he may soon face his lot, in whom true power and justice resides. Chaos and creation, known as civilization, are subject to a shifting imbalance ashore. A maligned collective neglect always leads to regret. And the Big Easy ain't easy no more. that wonderful instrumentation was brought to you by Jim Beckwith, who is now in Nashville making a bigger name for himself, and hopefully at some point we'll have occasion to record again.
I haven't heard a thing about him.
You haven't?
He's in Nashville all this time?
No, he slipped. He gave us a slip.
That's right. What's wrong with him?
He's got a few albums out that are really worth pursuing, and again, all you got to do is look up Jim Beckwith. That's B-E-C-K-W-I-T-H.
Better get busy, Jim.
Wonderful musician. Yeah. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Anyway, I wanted you to hear that just so you could get a feel for what Anjanae and I are talking about.
Definitely.
And
it's a beautiful piece.
That's what we're working with. Likely the music is going to be different because I won't have Jim to perform it live. But I wanted you to get a feel. Plus, that's the CD I'm going to give you. Anyway,
cool.
Back to you. Tell us whatever you want to tell us about the album, the work, where you're going.
Sure.
Where you're from, for one thing.
Yes, must say that. First I want to give a shout out to Paul. He actually played djembe.
All right.
At the Balan Contemporary Dance Theater production performance, so I had to give a shout out to Paul.
Fantastic. Hello, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
I'm from Durham, North Carolina, so Bull City.
Then how dare you leave?
I know, but I had to go off to school.
She's in Charlotte now.
I had to go off to school.
She didn't want to go down the road, so she went to Charlotte.
I did, but I love Charlotte, but definitely I got to bring it back home when I can. And, you know, opportunities like working with Anjanae definitely that's what it's all about. It's fulfilling and coming back to my home city and doing something so great like that.
So what's your plan once you're done with schooling?
When I'm done with school, right now it's just establishing the production and publishing company, getting that off the ground. I want to do music. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to just go
hard. You want to stay in Charlotte, or are you thinking about coming back this way, or what's the game plan?
I want to stay in Charlotte just because it's so much growth and so much opportunity that's going on in Charlotte now.
It's
and it's, you know, it's definitely it's becoming close to Atlanta.
One of the new financial capitals of the world with the economy there. Trying to generate with the bankers over there.
Right. Well, I know we're trying to come up back, you know, because, you know, Bank of America and Wachovia aka Wells Fargo now, you know, they have their little troubles. But
and all the fat cats that can't be greedy enough.
Yeah, but, you know, they're trying to. I mean, there's still a lot of growth in Charlotte, and I just, I love the city. It's so, there's so much to do, so much, you know, offers, you know.
It's kind of a medical city as well, isn't it? Isn't it quite known for its medicine in that area, or is that?
They
I guess
do
that's
have,
more Duke.
Yeah, but I believe it's more known in this area. Although they do have, I think it's the Carolina Center chain of hospitals that are becoming more known in that area.
That's what I was thinking. I know driving through there a few times, I just saw way too many hospitals.
Yeah. Well, when you have, you know, big population. More colds, more flu bugs, and, you know.
Come on in. The coffee's on, right? Yeah. I know.
Somebody got to take
so,
care of
So tell us what you're taking. I mean, what are you going to graduate in from this schooling?
The schooling. I'm going to graduate with a major in international business, focused on marketing, and a minor in Spanish. So
That's pretty interesting. None of this sounds like music.
I know. But, you know, you have music business. So I got, you know, the other half. You know, I'm getting more of the hands-on experience with the music part. So
but don't you sell that album for $5.
Got to make our cost back, you know. But now I'm learning. I think it's beneficial for anybody who wants to do music to learn about the business, because you definitely need to know just the overview from the legalities to who you need on your team to
it
what they need
helps.
To know. Yeah. So I definitely would advise anybody who wants to do music and wants to take it seriously as a career to definitely at least get a foundation of the music business, because it's super, super, super important. So
it's a rat race.
Absolutely.
The music business is a horrible business.
We just don't want to kill
the
romance.
Snakes
it's
and
awful.
Scorpions, not.
Oh, it's full of snakes and scorpions.
Hey, but it's like any other industry. You know, you have your ups and your downs.
That's
you
the
know?
Point. It's like every other business.
Just don't go the way of Tupac.
Hey, well, no, he's a legend, though. He's a legend. So,
yeah,
I mean,
now
you
that
know.
He's dead.
Yeah,
he's
but
a
he ain't breathing no more either.
I don't think I want to. I don't think
yeah,
I want
to. Yeah, but
go
there's
that
a lot
route.
Of great artists that aren't breathing anymore. You know, you never know. One day.
Yeah, well, it's so smart to have a little business background if you're going in, because that's got to help. I can't see how that can hurt.
No, I kind of. It's just interesting that with this musical background that she's cultivating, that she has. That she's not taking any courses in any of that.
Yeah, well, I took. What happened? I will be honest. Freshman year, I tried out for the music school. Didn't get in. You know.
What
so
did you? What were you? What were you trying out for?
I was trying out for with piano.
With
the actual instrument, yeah, because you had to either do voice or an instrument.
Yeah,
so
you would have gotten in if you used voice.
Yeah.
you would have.
They should have let me in. Well, I don't.
Well, no. I mean, if you'd applied for a voice program, you would have gotten in.
Yeah, where but was it was more like it's more classical based, and I don't.
Yeah, but where was it?
UNC Charlotte, at UNC.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
Oh, you would have easily gotten in down there as a voice major.
Yeah, well,
regardless of whether you had any previous classical training,
as long as it's not too
what
politicized.
What they look for is raw talent, and you have extremely good pitch recognition, and you have very steady sustain in your voice.
It's the maestro conductor and John Paul speaking right now, everybody. Yeah.
And you have good dynamic range. So that's the three things that are most important for anybody to be successful as a voice student.
Very true.
And, you know, you would have gotten it. But never mind. This is all past.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, I mean, you know, everything's faded. I think, you know, it's good. I majored in business and, you know, inevitably, maybe if I would have trained as you know, under the music school, I wouldn't have the sound I do or been able to find my voice the way I have.
It's true. It will change it. Now, you could go and get your master's in voice.
Yeah. Or, you know, what I really want to do is go back and get schooling in composition, learning how to compose theory.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. my degree, composition in theory. Mm-hmm. And I do think every musician would gain from understanding theory and composition.
And people out there, everything about John Paul is theory.
It's all theory.
We'd let you know.
There's no actual work I do. It's just
he's only here in theory.
I'm
sometimes
all about theory.
Sometimes I feel something like go bump and there he is.
That's a theory. That's just a theory. That's Claudio's theory.
But it's an awfully opinionated theory if you ask me. Well, Wax is poetic at every chance he gets.
Somebody has to think of this stuff.
Of course. And we're under pressure. We're on radio. That's and it's right. Back to you, Jocelyn.
Apples. Eat lots of apples.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. Eat apples.
Oh, the doctor keeps the doctor away thing?
Yeah, it does. I'm telling you. It keeps your spirit up. I love apples.
Who brought in the apple cart? So tell us more about what you want us to know as far as the album goes and where are you distributing this. Give us your contact information, website where people might get this in case anybody's interested.
Definitely.
You can also always go to my website and get information from me if you need that, and that's claudioarts.com, claudioarts.com. And back to you. One more try.
All right. Well, you can go and get the CD at www.jentat.com. That is our website. You can also check out more of our gig dates. We're selling the CD online at the website, as well as if you catch us any shows, we will have them on hand for sale as well.
Okay, give us that website slowly again so people can really get it.
Gotta make sure you put the dot in there. JENTAT.com. And that's not the ampersand.
It's
and
written
that's
out.
It's A-N-D.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So spell it the whole thing out.
JENDTAT.com.
There we go.
Very good.
There you go. So that's where you can find the revolution at. That's where it's at right now.
The revolution has
begun.
Music
revolution.
Don't start the revolution without me.
Jocelyn has started the revolution.
We got to do something out here. We got to do something.
I'm going to have her on my show for that reason.
Yes. I think, speaking of that, John Paul's got a rather revolutionary show coming up later on, the Truth or Consequences, or give us that
Truth.
Title.
It's called, humorously so,
yes,
John Paul's Truth Quest and Variety Hour. Okay.
And it comes with
boys
dirty rice.
Girls. All right, boys and girls, we're going to have a lot of fun today on the radio. Hey. No, it's today I'm going to have Kevin Barrett call in from Madison, Wisconsin. He's a person who has been researching and writing about 9/11 for a very long time. He was a...
Things above and beyond the 9/11 commission and everything they didn't tell us.
Which is everything that was most important about 9/11. They left out intentionally because they all had conflicts of interest regarding what happened on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
All of them had some axe to grind or some chit in the pot. That's why they lied left out information and didn't allow other information that they got through in the report. I mean, there were people who eyewitnesses who said things to the commission that were of utmost importance in understanding what happened on 9/11, and they left those things out.
Again, I'm going to say, pick up the documentary Loose Change.
That's and just
it will
one.
Amaze you. Yeah.
That's one. And 9/11.
But it is particular to the 9/11 thing. That's the
9/11 Mysteries is another one, which I actually think is a little better than Loose Change. Mm. But they're both very good. So either one of them, you watch those, and you'll get some information that you won't get from the mainstream media, which is full of lies.
They present it to you in a way that is quite undeniable.
Now, the other thing I'm going to do today is read a short article that was written by a research group that has done a tremendous amount of work in Iran. They have been conducting surveys of the general population in Iran, broad surveys, where they interview thousands and thousands of people.
You're talking about the voting scandal?
That's right. And in their surveys, they consistently showed that Ahmadinejad was ahead by 2-1 in the polls long before the election. And this is something you will not see on the national television and radio programs because they don't want you to know it, because they are behind this movement to try to defame the election. And the United States has secretly had warriors in Iran for a long time blowing things up, and they're spending millions and millions of dollars and giving it to political organizations in Iran in order to get rid of Ahmadinejad because they don't like the fact that he tells the truth.
And there'll be more of that on John Paul's Truth and Variety Hour coming up right after the Speakeasy.
That's right. And just one last thing. Iran does not have a nuclear weapons program. That's a lie. They do not have a nuclear weapons development program, period.
I think the local boys are looking for a new Russia to play against, huh? Or to use for fear tactics.
Well, they want their resources.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now to something a little more pleasant. Back to you, Jocelyn. Where were we? Native to Durham. Where were you actually born? In Durham?
I was born in Durham, Durham Regional Hospital.
And who chased you out of town?
The people who weren't ready for the revolution. I had to go away and come back in.
I don't know about Durham not being ready for the revolution. I think Durham is a revolution.
You're right. You're exactly right. No, Bull City. I love my home. I just had to get away and go off to college. And really, I had to get a distance between my parents. No offense, Mommy.
It's always
mommy,
good
daddy,
to leave home.
Oh,
you
know? That's
no offense. It's just
the
oddest
poor
thing,
though. Mommy and Daddy.
Gotta flap the wings. They did it, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, so, when I went to college, I moved out of the house across the city.
And look at you now.
But I was totally independent. My parents did not give me any money at all for my college education. They would shovel me some bucks once in a while, but I went through college entirely on my own. I didn't have any help from my parents.
Legend of the Dumpster King.
Exactly. Well, he knows the truth. It's the dumpster diver right here, babe.
I'll tell you what, I'd do it in a minute for some of those deals.
Talk about it, some cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I used to get 10, 15 pounds of cheese at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing wrong with it.
From
the dumpster behind the grocery store.
Well, there's a lot of people engaging.
Absolutely.
In that,
when I lived in Kansas, we fed 2 or 3 families, whole families, by going to the dumpsters behind the grocery stores and taking out food. We get everything.
Basically anything that's expired, whether it's beyond the date, they throw in the dumpster, and it can sometimes still be perfectly good.
And any vegetable that had the slightest little flaw in it, they would throw out. We used to get huge packages of broccoli and cabbages and squash, tomatoes. I mean, just everything you could think
of. Total waste, isn't it?
We'd get huge pork picnics. There's nothing wrong with them. It just had an expiration date on them. And we'd give
and then
that
I
to
came
family.
Along and I ran into that gang and I said, "Hey, look, take me to your dumpster." They kicked me out of town.
Wow!
So we'd give all that food to poor people, and it helped
cool,
them
though.
Get through tough times.
So it was then from Durham to Charlotte. There were better dumpsters there, or what was the deal?
There were golden dumpsters.
Mm. Golden dumpsters.
Golden
dumpsters. Oh yeah, high class dumpsters in Charlotte.
Right. Where the money flows.
Go to the financial district. Yeah.
Nah, Charlotte's great. It's such a growing area. There's a lot of artists coming up. You know, a lot of spoken word artists. You know, there. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing scene, and I'm excited to be there. You know, but I think North Carolina in general, like, you know, coming back to you know, the Raleigh Durham area, and you know, the Asheville's. I mean, the Winston Salem's. You know, the Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
right.
Yeah, all of these areas. There's so much, and I'm looking forward to just the growth and the art growth and the art community
and the unique thing,
North Carolina.
The unique thing about some of these that you mentioned, especially Carrboro, is that a lot of them are beginning to take on more and more of a village consciousness, which I really think is the only thing that can save us anyway. I think any large or small community needs to think of its own people.
Mm-hmm, definitely, definitely.
And make that its circumference.
Right. Have an equilibrium, have an exchange. You know, just like, you know, this store over here, you know.
Keep the money circulating. Yeah, she's referring to Weaver Street Market.
Weaver Street
Market. Yeah, local. Stay local. Buy
That's
local.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's
food.
Amazing.
Stay
organic,
local, not
you know?
Local.
Yeah, people should look into this. It's called the Community Supported Agriculture.
Yeah, you were telling us.
Yeah,
about
and
that.
They sell subscriptions. Farmers sell subscriptions to people.
How do you need subscriptions?
They just buy they just buy a subscription from the farmer who then supplies them with food
for the
whole season. It's a brilliant way to go.
And it is. I like the idea.
It means it reduces the amount of miles of driving of trucks on the road mm-hmm. by a considerable amount. And the food is, of course, much fresher.
And enough things can be grown locally to support a community.
Almost everything can be grown mm-hmm. locally mm-hmm. that you need. So, yeah.
It's also something that keeps you healthy, leaning on my own culinary background. If you eat the foods indigenous to where you are, you stay healthy in that environment. If you're here and you're eating food from Africa and New Jersey and God knows where else, you know, you may not be balancing with what's right under your feet.
Well, the other thing, too, is when you eat local foods, you're eating them very soon after they pick, and they
very
have
true.
Incredibly more food value when you eat them shortly after they're picked. If they sit around for 2 weeks on a truck or a boat or, you know, then they lose their nutritional value.
Right.
So it's much healthier to eat locally for that reason as well.
Yeah, same.
Now,
let's grow mm-hmm. it.
Should we play another song or something?
Would you like us to play another one?
Sure, sure.
But what's your pick?
Let's do...
Going to go back to Jocelyn Ellis.
Let's do number 4, Whoa, Whoa, Whoa.
Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. And this is Jocelyn Ellis and the Alpha Theory. And give us the name of the album.
In the Beginning.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I put that back in here?
Yeah, you put it back. It's still in there.
Okay,
there
yeah,
we,
I do.
Yeah?
Just double-checking. I don't want to play something other than what I say I'm playing, which, as you might be able to tell from me saying that, has happened before.
Yes, yes. This is a seasoned fellow in these arts.
Okay, so this is... What is it again, Jocelyn?
This is Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. And this track, you'll actually hear the Alpha Theory playing on it. So this is
all
a
right.
track with all of us on it.
Great. Here we go.
do when in the morning, baby, you come through.
Bravo, and that was Jocelyn Ellis and the Alpha Theory on the song...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Made me go whoa.
Hold up. I thought that was good, very
piece.
Good.
What inspired that piece?
That was actually a crush that I had.
A crush?
Let me give a disclaimer. Let me let people know. Crushes will crush.
They will crush.
So that's what happened. They crushed me.
And then you crushed the crush.
Yes. Baby, it's cold out there.
The crush got crushed.
So I was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You can't do this to me. Yeah,
right.
Well, I'm glad you got over it.
Yeah. It's a little hostility, but it's all right.
Still a little hostility.
You put some good tunes to it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Just sing it out.
It's just natural, you know. You're going to have some hostility in some of those cases.
Singing to the heartache, yes, we understand. At least it wasn't country.
What happens then?
Oh,
I don't know. I better not start that because we might be interviewing somebody in country music.
Yeah, well, I mean, then you get into the chewing tobacco and spitting and all that
stuff. Yeah, we'll just say that was out of country.
You know, and my dog died and my pickup truck
That was in crush country. There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, tune us into whatever else you want to say about yourself because we don't have very much time left. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes.
Sure. I want to give the website once again.
Do it one more time.
So people can know where to find us, find the music, find the gigs. All right, I got it. www.jeandtat.com. That's www.jeandtat.com. Find our music. You can find our gigs. You can, you know, check out, let us know what you think about the music. You can buy the CD. So, definitely.
And we're bound to have her on the Speakeasy again. And just to remind you, this is Claudio Speakeasy, the literary and all else, here in the studio with my co-host John Paul.
Greetings.
And Jocelyn Ellis, the one and only.
Wonderful.
So we're going to slowly but surely bring this thing to a wrap. But what do you think about Blue Whirlwind, the Mud in Your Eye taker?
I loved Mud in Your Eye. I think it's very poignant and it speaks to something that should not ever leave our memory, as you were saying before.
Absolutely.
Like we definitely need to remember what happened in New Orleans, and I think the interpretation that you have of it is very heartfelt, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I know our politicians want us to forget that, and that was really the strength of my reasoning in writing and producing it, was so that people would not forget the misery and the ineptness, politically speaking, of that entire situation.
Right.
Right. Well, and the mainstream media now has drummed it out of the public consciousness.
Right, we don't even talk about it anymore, and it's not fixed.
No, it's not fixed at all. Right. It hasn't even begun to be fixed.
No.
Right.
So there you go.
Definitely. Right. Well, I think just continuing to speak out about it and to use you know, our gifts and use what you know, what we're good at and what we're best at, and you know, to come together, collaborating with Anjanae and collaborating with musicians to really push that message and keep it resonating with people.
Absolutely.
I think it's so important.
That's right. That and other things, which I'm just appalled at how this current administration is doing nothing about such things.
They're basically installing Bush agenda.
Some of the stuff they're doing is worse than the Bush. Don't get me started.
Yeah. Wait until your show.
I'll take that on next hour.
That's right.
We have about 3 minutes left.
Is that what we got? So anything else you want to catch us up on? What's cooking in your mind these days? You got another album in the works, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're actually
not gonna end with one.
No. We're trying to take this all the way to Mars and then Jupiter, you know, and then the next galaxy or two.
Let me know when it gets to Mars because I might want to live there.
Hey, we'll have some special spaceships ready for you. I'm telling you, Clyde.
Gotta be better.
We got you.
I'm ready. There. just don't let anybody else come.
You're right. Only select few.
That's right.
But we're working on some more music and definitely right now we're just trying to push this EP, but we definitely have a lot of music that actually didn't end up on this EP. So we're working on that and working on some new music and just trying to grow as artists, as creators. So like I said, they're just a great group of guys. Alpha Theory are just wonderful. And I'm excited to see the future. We're doing more gigs, and so we actually have a gig in Charlotte this Friday at the Neighborhood Theater. We'll be going on 8:30, so anybody who's in that area, maybe this weekend, you know, definitely come and check us out. We'll be doing an acoustic set.
Stay in touch with me about that too.
Definitely.
I'll be glad to mention something on the radio.
Definitely. Cool.
And we'll definitely have you back on again. You are now part of the Speakeasy family. That means you can never leave.
Welcome to the family. It's a growing family.
You are stuck in Hotel California. You can't leave.
That's right.
Very nice. Well, it's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful having you on. What a great bolt of energy. Jocelyn Indeed. Ellis, everyone.
Well, now look, we still have a little over a minute.
And he's killing my punchline.
No, we don't. We have about 45 seconds. What are we going to do?
He doesn't think I'm aware of the plane I'm flying. Because I have the window open.
Just because he has the window open and we're at 30,000 feet. I don't understand.
Yes. Did you ever put that back tie back on?
What back tie?
Here we go. What is it?
Oh,
back down, right.
Well, we'll just have to land
on it.
That's
the final note I've got here. No landing gear.
No landing gear
not installed.
There is no landing gear on this plane.
Everybody, this is Claudio Speakeasy, the Literary and All Else, coming at you from WCOM 103.5 FM with my co-host John Paul, with a wonderful guest, Jocelyn Ellis, and also introducing her band, The Alpha Theory.
Thank you. Well, it's been a pleasure, Claudio. It's
wonderful
been a pleasure,
having you
John
on.
Paul. You are
great to have you. You did great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning us in out there, folks. Until next time, this is Claudio saying cheers.
Once again, a chill night wind blows its gales across the sea. As the sunset casts an inflamed and rippled hue across the waters. Vast distances of liquid motion stretch their infinity before me, and I have rarely felt so free. The sails are drawn for a night of rest. Where I go from here, the sea knows best. As the veils of night descend upon me, the moon emits its silvery canvas against a spectacle of aquatic celebration, as is only seen by night. The stars are scattered worlds of light against an opaque sky, and the nightfall is a constant whisper of the mysteries around me. Truly, all description would defy the beauty I choose herein to proclaim. Yet still, though encompassed by more wonder than many a man has e'er freed his soul to admire, my thoughts are adrift with a song of my heart, and the song of my heart with a voice of my soul. Adrift, adrift, adrift. Drifting ever back.